This is 89.1 KUAR. I'm Michael Hiplin. The Little Rock School District and the city announced plans today involving four elementary schools that will become part of a new community schools model. Little Rock Chief Education Officer Jay Barth spoke with me about what's planned.
On one level, community schools are traditional public schools. They are schools where there is, of course, high-quality curriculum, but there's a recognition that the students who are in those schools and the neighborhoods around those schools need additional supports for the kids to be able to be the best they can be as students. And so there are really four pillars to community schools. One is being sure that there are the wraparound services available to those students that really meet their needs. Second, a real clear recognition that there needs to be high-quality out-of-school experiences in the after-school and summer hours. Third, a real recognition that that school can really become a community hub where parents and other community members can get the services they need to be their best and create a more vibrant neighborhood. So that might be digital literacy or that might be English language learning courses. And then fourth, really thinking about the voice of a variety of folks on an ongoing way, really saying, these are the needs of this school. And so we do see students, parents, community members, along with the traditional school leaders, really working together, especially when it comes to these wraparound services that really meet the needs of that community and those students on an ongoing basis.
And what are the first four schools and how are they chosen?
Yeah, so the first four schools are Chico Elementary, Watson Elementary, Stevens Elementary, and Washington Elementary. Two of those schools, the first two, they're in the southwest portion of the city. The other two schools really in the heart of the city, in the southern part of the city. They were chosen for a variety of reasons. First off, they have really collaborative leaders who are in those leadership roles as principals, and they are folks who really want to work with the community, bring the community in. Second, they are neighborhoods that have special challenges and therefore are places where these programs can, we think, really make a significant difference in creating more equity in our city. Third, they have physical spaces that are amenable to the neighborhood really coming into that school on a regular basis. And I think all of those things really combine together to make them particularly attractive. But they also, we were conscious of the feeder patterns of where elementaries come together to form, to go into middle schools and then middle schools into high schools, so that we really are both kind of thinking about over the long haul building out the system of community schools, but then building up through the feeder patterns to the middle school and then the high school.
And finally, does this play a role in the Little Rock School District moving forward? It's still under state supervision. Is this part of that process?
Certainly, you know, it is vitally important that the city of Little Rock, the community of Little Rock, really show tangible evidence that it is prepared to take control of the public schools in Little Rock. This is, I think, tangible sign of that. You may remember that when the State Board of Education was having conversations about the reconstitution of the Little Rock District, that Mayor Scott stepped in and really said that the city of Little Rock was in a spot and committed to investing in our schools through the community school model. So there certainly is a linkage there, I believe. But more importantly, I would say that this community is ready for local control, complete local control, and this is just one more piece of evidence of for that.
That's Jay Barth, the City of Little Rock's Chief Education Officer, on the announcement of the first four schools that will be part of this new community schools model. Jay, thanks very much for your time.
Thanks, Michael. Take care.
This is KUAR 89.1.